Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and CSN Mid-Atlantic. Presented by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan and you. Visit PenFed.org for more details. And we're very happy to be joined in studio by Aaron Hawksworth, sports anchor for ABC 7 and News Channel 8.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks, for coming.
Thanks for coming in.
I believe she will be in attendance at our summer dress party this Saturday at Whitlow's on Wilson starting at 4 p.m.
Very nice.
We hope to see a lot of people there.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad that it's a day party this year.
I like that.
Because last year, did we start at 7 or 8 last year?
I don't know. Usually seven or eight.
But, I mean, you're there until 2.
Yeah. It's going to be reasonable.
I know I was, but 4 is a good time for me. I'm getting older. I can't really hang that much anymore.
Right.
So, I was there last year.
You were there last year. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that was the first time we met, I think.
It was.
Because how long had you been in town at that point?
About a year.
About a year?
Yeah. I've been here just about 2 years now.
Right.
So.
Right. And you came out, and I remember talking to you for a moment or two, but it was just like a billion people. But you seemed like you were having a great time, right?
Not as much fun as Danny Rouillet was, though.
Danny always has great
like,
time.
Danny was killing it.
Yeah.
I remember.
Is that when Danny was dancing?
I just, to Michael Jackson nonstop, like his moves were, they were something. I put him on my Snapchat, and I heard from so many people, like, who is this guy?
I think Danny goes on record and says he gets drunk, I think, twice a year.
Yes.
And the Junkie Summer Dress Party is one of those occasions.
Right. I don't know what the other one is.
I'm not sure. It might be the only time he allows himself
Tom,
to kind of go
wild.
I think he said his wife only lets him get drunk twice.
She definitely runs the show.
That might be true. Now, you still have that video, do you? Like if we hacked into your phone?
On my cloud? I was going to say, maybe it's on my cloud
it
somewhere.
It might be, because I want to see that.
There was a bunch of them. And I heard from people, elementary school, who I haven't talked to in a long time, like, who is this guy on your Snapchat right now?
After right.
He does.
Danny loves the
Well, he'll be there
party.
Again, I'm sure.
I hope so.
He doesn't miss it.
I love Danny.
Yeah, Danny's
so it was
great.
Good to have you out there. You know, we try and get a lot of the news celebs, the babes out there. It's always a good time, but we appreciate the time, and we appreciate you coming out, and hopefully you're going to be there again.
I'm excited. I will be there.
Are you bringing any girlfriends?
Yeah, did you come solo last year, or did you bring somebody?
Who did I go with? I may have come solo.
Mm-hmm.
Valdez is shaking his head yes.
Yeah.
Valdez remembers.
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
That's when I met Valdez, too.
All right, right. And then you actually went to Arizona State where Drabby went?
I did.
And you guys were there at the same time?
We were, right?
Same classes, I think.
Are you kidding?
No, yeah. We talked about that because I did do News Watch, remember?
Yeah, but I think we took like some of those big classes together. But we didn't know each other.
Well, there's like 500 people in those.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Awesome.
We had the same friends.
Well, how would she know
friends?
You? You were brainwashed and in a cult. So she probably
that was.
Did you know that? Did you know Drabby was in a cult? He was
no.
one of those suckers, you know, when they hand out the cards and on college campuses.
It was for like 3 weeks. Don't worry.
3 weeks, right.
He wasn't
like a year of his life. He wasn't allowed to take off his
cult
shirt
around strong,
girls.
It might be a strong word. Aggressive religious organization. We'll just
nah,
leave it,
it
at
was
that.
A cult.
It was a cult.
He would go to the pool and they wouldn't let guys take their shirts off because they didn't want to turn on the girls or something, right?
Wait,
is that
what?
The idea?
When I went,
wait, where was this?
It was like, you know, one of those people who hold all the signs and they just like go around and meet people.
Like a guy with a bullhorn.
How did I miss this?
So when I went to the village on the weekend, I had to keep my shirt on when we got in the pool. So the girls wouldn't get seamed up.
And that was your dorm, the village?
No, that was the big frat party house.
What dorm were you in? I was in Sonora.
I was in McClintock.
Oh, McClintock.
No, the big one was, I forget the name of it, but they called it 15 Floors of Horrors.
Oh, I was not in that one, for the record. Yeah.
Very smart to stay away.
That's hilarious. Hey, who were the stud athletes at that time?
Terrell Suggs. He lived one floor above me in the dorms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so do you have a good relationship with him?
It's pretty good. He used to call me Smiles, and we'd see each other around. But he was kind of quiet. Like, the personality you see out of him now, I didn't really see that when he was at Arizona State. But
Right. He's got so much personality.
Yeah, I don't know if that was Ray Lewis influence, because I felt like that was not there when he was in college. He was a little more low-key and quiet. Now he's just loud, outspoken.
Right.
But Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, he was there.
Andre Ethier.
I don't know. I know the name Ethier. Why don't
Diago. Well,
yeah, Wizard Summer Star.
Yeah, Wizard Summer League Star. The oldest guy in the Summer League, Ike Diago. We claim him.
He was on the Wizards this summer.
Right? That's the best baller you got?
Oh, that was basketball.
Basketball? You didn't have any sillies?
James Harden.
But he was a little younger than us.
Right. That's a pretty good one. I would claim him, too.
Yeah.
Right. Well, anyway, it's awesome to have you here. I know you've been out. You were out at Richmond, right?
Right.
You covering the Skins?
Down at Richmond.
Right. What do you think? Are you disheartened? Do you think they're worried about the slow start?
Yeah, I think they should be worried. I mean, the first preseason game, it was like, all right, it's preseason. I mean, we all know what that is. No game planning, whatever. The second one, just the fact that they came off to another slow start, and it was like the second quarter. I mean, their first team offense didn't score a first down against the first team defense for
Green Bay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just terrible, isn't it? They should be worried.
I think they're concerned. I mean, some of these fans are just going bananas over it. Like, it's going to be an 0-16 type of season.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be like that.
You got to pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, if they look bad again Sunday against Cincinnati, then you might start ramping up the worries.
Because it's the third preseason
and
game.
And that's the one where everybody plays. Right. But again, they don't game plan. They're not going to show anything. They're still trying different combinations of guys
in
different packages and just kind of seeing what they feel comfortable with. They don't really care about the outcome. They would like to move the football. They would like to sustain drives.
Yeah, I mean, they're not trying to suck.
They're not, but they're not really getting after it.
Well,
I think you can fairly evaluate until about 2 or 3 weeks in the regular season.
I was listening to Grant and Danny yesterday when that fan asked Kirk Cousins, why did you throw the fade to Ryan Grant? And, you know, he was basically saying the same thing, like, listen, we're not using our best plays right now, but...
Right.
Right. I think said he looked at Jay and he said, is this all we got in the red zone? You know, just give two or three plays. Normally I check out of them or whatever. And he goes, look, just run the play. Whatever we call it, just run it and be done with it.
Mm-hmm. I really liked what we saw from Samaje Perine, especially compared to that first preseason game. 8 carries, 45 yards. I wouldn't be surprised if he takes that starting job from Rob
Kelly.
At
some point,
I don't think at the beginning, but maybe.
Probably by week four, maybe.
I don't know.
Well, if he holds on to the ball.
Is he cool? How are the guys?
He's cool. He's really shy. Very humble and shy. I got to sit down with him, and he was like, I don't really like interviews. And so I was like, well, I better make the most of this.
Oh, he said that.
Yeah. Ooh. It's not really his thing. So that's tough. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a few guys that don't really like talking. And especially for TV, like, we need, like, personalities and talkers. So
who do you stay away from? Who do you stay away from? Because you know it's just going to be a dud.
Oh, gosh.
Well, like, Breland is a dud.
Breland's one. He's a dud. Gosh. I don't know.
Are there guys, so with Perine, did the Redskins PR staff ask him to do the interview?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, so they kind of forced him to do it.
Well, no, you asked. Did you ask for
Perine? I requested
him. She asked for Perine.
Right,
and then
but Perine could have said no.
Yeah,
but as a rookie, you probably don't say that.
Yeah, and so I was asking him questions. He's like, what's up with all these tough questions? And I was like, well, you said you don't like interviews, so this might be my only chance to talk to you all year.
What do you consider a tough question?
Well, he didn't want to, he's very humble. So any questions about himself, he didn't really like. So I was asking him about like, who's the strongest guy on the team first I asked him who's the strongest running back and he just kind of laughed.
That's gotta be him.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. But he didn't want to say, and then he said, Ziggy Hood's the strongest guy on the team.
Right.
Wasn't much of a talker. He just kind of, you know, few words,
but nice kid, just not a talker.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard because in radio, we can just bail out of it. We can say, all right, thanks for the time, you know, and just bail. But
TV. Well, she can too because she's taping it.
Well, that's true, but you probably have a certain allotted of time that you got to get to.
Yeah, and like I think our producers especially want, you know,
good,
interesting, you know, like Vernon Davis, you know, he'll go on forever. He's a great talker. Will Blackman, Will Compton, but like they're not even starters. So it's like now you're doing interviews with people who have big personalities, mm-hmm. but they're not starters, right? So right.
You want the big dogs.
Yeah.
How's
yeah.
Trent? Is he okay?
I would say he's one that I didn't request this year. Right. I mean, he's good. I think he's good, but he's kind of
wants to be. He can be moody, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You never know what kind of mood he will be.
They can eventually be starters because when we started interviewing Kirk Cousins, Grant and Danny doing it here, he was the backup.
Yeah.
And now he's the starter, and then just kind of gravitated that way.
Yeah, that's
so
what
sometimes
you should do.
You get those guys early.
Like
and you
a get Fabian
Moreau.
That's
right.
My guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you like him?
I do.
You like him as a person or just yourself?
I mean,
about
I don't know him that well, but, you know, he seems like he's got a great personality. He went to UCLA, outgoing. I love, you know, how he was the first one down the field on special teams making those big plays. So I think there's another one. He could take Bashaud Breeland's job.
Hell yeah. Breeland was poop last year.
He's been all right so far.
He backs it up with another poop. Yeah.
Well, he'll be going anyway. Yeah, because I think his contract is up.
His contract is up.
Yeah. And then he's got like his rapping career or something on the side he's trying to
win. That's got to
be. Once I heard about that, I was like, ugh, this can't be good for the season.
Can you look for that? We got to be able to find it.
The funniest thing I saw was I was at a car wash in Ashburn. You probably saw this on social media, but he pulled out of the dry zone or whatever. They cleaned his car up, and I saw Breeland Island.
Right, on his bumper.
On his tag.
Right.
Oh, it was on his tag.
I wonder
okay.
if that was like the curse.
It wasn't Revis Island, it was Breeland Island.
Right.
So I took a picture of it and I sent it to these guys. They just went bananas on it. Yeah. That was pretty funny.
All right, can you stick around for another segment?
I would love to.
If people want to chime in, they can call, they can ask you questions. You're cool with that, right?
Sure. Let's
play
along.
You have any questions for Aaron? And I heard you were listening this morning when we were talking about Tiger and Lindsay.
I was, and I thought I was going to be late there for a second because I had to check it out.
I wish she wasn't listening to that. Now it's kind of awkward.
No, I
we can't
okay.
show her the pictures.
No.
Oh, she's seen them.
I had to look because I was like, well, I'm going on the show like the same day. I better know like what we're talking about here.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
This
computer's
so on.
All right, so we'll get into some of that. If you got any questions,
watch the Lindsay Bond video.
636-1067. Yeah, we're going to show Aaron the video.
Wait, I did see the video.
Oh, you already saw it. Nice.
Just on her show press.
Well, you guys were talking about it, so I was like, all right, let me try to find this video.
All right, more with Aaron when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.